interesting question. How'd they get the bodies up here?
Carried them. Just like...
Was there a better path?
Once upon a time, if you really want to know, they didn't allow in Vilna or anywhere else, for that matter, until late in the 19th century, no carriages. They didn't allow horse-drawn carriages. A levaya, you walked. And only the Chevra Kadisha carried the body, and they hand-carried the body. You weren't allowed to take a horse and wagon. We're talking about before the car was invented.
Couldn't
take a horse and wagon. And this was a major machlokas in every Jewish community when they instituted horse-drawn carriages. This was, goes against all Jewish minhag. You know, medieval Ashkenaz, no such thing. You never had a horse-drawn carriage. You weren't allowed to have the real cover for a mace is he's carried by live Jews. But the change happened in the 19th century, and it happened here too, precisely because they had this tremendous walk. You can't imagine what a walk it is in the city. To come to the cemetery and then climb up the hill here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So it was easier for a horse to do it. So, they finally introduced horse-drawn carriages. I'm sorry.
Was the family behind the levaya?
Yeah, absolutely. And you will see, it wouldn't surprise me, somewhere along the line, we might have to stop the bus, you'll see a levaya. Very, this day. We're in a Christian, this is a very Christian country, and you have, can tell by the churches, and I assume the guy told you this morning, you have, Slavic church here. You have Roman Catholic church here. Very little Protestant.
No,
here.
Little Russian.
This is you have Russian Orthodox, and Roman Catholic, and they walk by the levayas. You will see. I've many times that I've been here.
Interesting.
I had to stop and everything I'm doing. Everything stops. All traffic stops, and there's a whole. Procession, the priest is holding the cross, and everybody's coming along, and the whole family walks behind. No carriages, no horse-drawn carriages, same thing. So they still follow the old minhag over here. That was the Jewish minhag also.
Interesting.
But it had to be changed because of the realities in part of this huge hill. Anyway, it's very sad. They're all buried here, and there's no zecher, no memorial, nothing. Here we are in Vilna. Any other community would have a fence around already, would have put up a memorial sign. Nothing. You don't even know. You pass by. That's it.
But who is this? We don't know.
I can read a few letters. The Mont Cheshvan, it looks like. I remember reading a few. I found the name Esther on one of the tombstones here. But it doesn't pay to walk around anymore. You're going to find the stones like this or worse condition. Everything that's, good stone was taken away, and that's it.
The Nazis have anything to do with this?
This is not Nazis. This is Russians.
So the Russians were interested in killing the dead, and then the Nazis were interested in
killing
the
alive.
You have it exactly right, but I'll just with qualify it a little bit. Nazis, by and large, didn't destroy cemeteries.
That's
they
right.
destroyed live Jews.
Live Jews.
They destroyed cemeteries when, for some strategic purpose, they wanted to build an army camp. In Hamburg, they wanted to build in Altona, near the Altona Cemetery, they had an army camp, so they destroyed half the cemetery.
They created cemeteries.
They didn't do it wantonly. They had a reason for it. You saw in Warsaw, the whole cemetery is standing.
Right.
In Lodz, the whole cemetery is standing. They didn't need it. They didn't use it.
The Russian.
Where they wanted to use the land, so of course they used it. Right. If it was situated in a place that made sense for them, they didn't bother, then they went ahead and destroyed it. The Russians maliciously... all over destroyed Jewish cemeteries. Just they stole the stones, trampled over, couldn't care less. So
interesting contrast.
They take care of their cemeteries.
But that one was the
such an interesting.
The Christians are here. Jews were destroyed by the Nazis. The problem. There were 80,000 Jews in Vilna. 80,000 Jews before the war. Nothing left after the war. They were all destroyed. The Jews who came to Vilna after 1945. Were Jews from other parts of Lithuania, other parts of the world. They're not Vilna Jews. The Jews we're meeting now, 9/10 of the Jews, are not from Vilna. We have a wonderful person who's on the bus, speaks wonderful Lithuanian Yiddish, lives in Vilna. He's not from Vilna, he's from Kovna.
But that other tall man
was. There are a few.
He told us.
The vast majority are not Vilna Jews. That's why here in Vilna, when I say you can't learn anything, it's very hard to learn anything about Vilna and Vilna because the Jews who are here in Vilna are not Vilna Jews. They don't know the source.
Well, Mr. Bruch, they're buried here.
Rabarach Be'er, like all the other Rosh Hashivas, from 1933 on, a very difficult decision had to be made. One of the most difficult decisions in Jewish history, believe me. And that was, you had the Soviets on one side, you have Joseph Stalin on one side, and you had Hitler on the other side. Europe was divided, and you had to decide, and all the Jews are running. Everybody's running for their lives. Where do you run? If you're in the Soviet Union, should you run away from the Soviet Union, you go west, so you can end up in land occupied by Hitler. And all the Jews that were in land occupied by Hitler, where would